Yeah.
Hello, Don.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I called to tell you that to wish you a Merry Christmas and to tell you that I thought you did a fine job on your press thing.
Well, thank you. I
and
appreciate that.
I just hope you can continue to get out now and then and make some good positive news with that typical upbeat Rumsfeld style.
We've had a great year, you know.
Well,
if you think about it, the past month.
We've had, you know, naturally ups and downs. We always do, but I know Henry's all worried about India, Pakistan. I said, now Henry, look, we can't be responsible for everything that goes on in the world, and on that, we just thank God it's over, and West Pakistan is saved. And I went further, and I said, I've talked to quite a few people in the last week, so I've never had anybody raise the subject. You know, it's too bad, but I'm afraid they don't care much about it in this country.
I think that's true. I think that
it isn't like Vietnam or Israel.
That's,
you know,
right.
There are no Indians in this country,
yeah.
Or Pakistanis. Don't you think that's true?
I think there is a good deal of it.
And also, they wanted us to stay out of it too. I guess.
We've got a busy couple of weeks coming up too.
Yeah. These meetings were a good idea, but they certainly filled the schedule. You see,
I talked to Bob Halden about it this week, suggesting that if some opportunities come, given the public interest in the economic matters, that if periodically you could be involved from a leadership standpoint, it would kind of balance out some of the trips.
Well, I'm going to do a program with an hour with the CBS.
Yes, sir, I heard that.
The third, and my guess is that he will take, I would think, at least a third of it on that. I just don't know, but you never know what these people are going to ask about.
Who picked him for it?
They did.
Did they?
Don't worry, we didn't pick him.
Yeah.
No, he's their White House man, and I guess they're trying to build him up, but it's all right. Let him have a little.
He doesn't have an easy manner like Cronkite does, Severide.
On the other hand, it might be just as well to have somebody that's a bit abrasive. You know, by contrast.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel about it. I never worry about it.
No.
The minute you get a soft question, it's a bad one. You need them hard.
Right. You've got to have them press you.
They've got to press, and it's got to look as if it's credible, too.
That's right.
Now, we'll have some opportunities, particularly after these trips, you see. Then comes the whole State of the Union this year is domestic, so that's good. Another Vietnam announcement will be made. That'll be routine.
Mm-hmm.
So after the Sato meeting, we then sort of turn domestic until I leave for China, which is a full month. I think that'll be pretty good.
I do too.
And I just hope the economic news turns out to be pretty good. Looks like we had a pretty good Christmas sale, don't you think so? Retail sales, I've been watching that, but not.
I checked around the country, and it's very strong.
Yeah? Bob Finch was telling me yesterday that it was particularly strong in Southern California, you know, at a period where we have high unemployment, but he says their retail sales are 25% above last year there. For some reason, they just soared in that area. That's curious, isn't it?
It is. Well, the feeling's good.
What do you hear?
I think people's attitudes are basically confident, and it's being reflected in their spending. And I would look.
They are more confident, aren't they?
They really are.
And you know, really, when you come down to it, Don, the wage price thing has worked. Now, in looking to the future, it can't work this well. But my gosh, if we had ever thought of having a 2/10 month 3 months in succession, we just thought, you're out of your mind.
That's right.
It's really fantastic.
And that's going to affect the cumulative as we keep moving along.
Yeah.
And we've got to do
if you can, if we can keep it at about, not 2/10, but at around 3/10 next month, next year, that's great.
Sure is.
And I think we will. 3/10 to 4/10 is livable.
Well, we're going to keep on lifting the controls off some of these
issues. Boy, oh boy.
It's unmanageable like
that's
we've
right.
been doing.
What about rents? What should we do about rents?
Well, Tom Curtis has come in with some recommendations that go pretty far, and we've announced some of them, and they've been received fairly well. We've got some plans for January and February after these, the program that's in place now is settled,
yeah.
to actually decontrol, and one thing we'll do is we'll decontrol luxury apartments.
Yeah.
Then we'll probably decontrol all rents in cities where the vacancy rate is, say, above 7% to show that there's competition.
That's right. Well, like Los Angeles, it's silly to have rent control. My God, they got too many vacancies in Florida.
That's the way I feel. The hell with it. In a city where they've got a lot of vacancy, why should we be messing around with it?
Excellent idea. Excellent idea.
So that'll probably be the way it'll go on rent.
And I would do it with the decontrol with as little fanfare as possible, you know, just get it done.
Yes.
So that because when you do decontrol,
attitude.
And it's a big story, then people think, they're giving up. But just sort of slip it in on a weekend or sometime when there's another big story. Let it be a secondary story.
Mm-hmm.
The more you can handle those stories, the stories in this place you can't win on.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to do is to is sort of, the best way is to make very little publicity except about the overall good figures, if you get any good figures.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. I think maybe we'll do that when you leave for China. That'll be the biggest news in town.
My God, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Well, we didn't have any success with your friend in Ogilvy, did you?
No, we gave it a good try.
I didn't. Well,
it was
worth
a shot.
Worth trying.
Yeah, it was a long shot.
Oh, it's too bad. I just hope for the best.
Well, I agree.
I hope he starts to move up a bit, but hasn't yet, has he?
No, sir, he hasn't at all. He runs fairly well against other Democrats. It's just Simon that doesn't run well against. Simon's an unusually strong...
Simon must have a lot on the ball.
He's never had to make any decisions as lieutenant governor, of course.
Yeah.
It's a pretty safe place to be politically.
And Simon is their candidate.
Yes, sir. He's been picked to be the
gubernatorial. And who's Percy's? I didn't see.
Roman Puchinsky.
Oh, yeah. Well, Percy's...
Roman the Pooch.
He's got a cakewalk, hasn't he?
Well, he does. Percy will come in well, although during the course of the campaign, Puchinsky will hit Percy from the right. Which
what? Will he?
Oh, sure.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He'll hit Percy from the right, and you'll find Percy moving over a little bit towards his...
Well, that'll be good, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. It'll be helpful in the Senate.
In other words, it's good that we don't have a left Democrat running against Percy, because that'll pull him away from us.
I think that's right.
But Percy can help, because he'll run stronger than we will, right?
He sure will.
And that'll help us.
He will be a help, and I think he will be. I think I'm going to recommend...
And we can help him on the right.
That's right.
And that's the thing to do is say, look, you're going to help us, but...
We already have helped him on the right.
Have we?
Yeah,
how?
Sure.
By keeping...
a primary.
Well, and that was probably the reason, huh?
Oh, goodness, yes. I mean, right from the beginning...
Does he know that?
Oh, yes. He knows that it's been important that you and I and those of us at
John
Mitchell have... consistently said we're for Percy and Ogilvy.
Right, right, all the way.
He's not stupid. He knows that's a help. Because he would have been bloodied up in a primary.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because despite his talk at that fundraising dinner, we know that what he says is one thing and how he votes is a damn sight different.
Yeah, most of the tough ones he isn't with you.
That's right.
But he's with you percentage-wise a lot.
Well, listen, I don't, as far as I'm concerned, he's 100% for us. I mean, if he's a stronger candidate.
Sure.
Dr. Rockefeller today, and he is very bullish on New York. He says we're much stronger there. I suppose the stock market going up, a few other things reflected, but he thinks we're coming along rather well in New York. And I suppose part of it is because the Democrats are badly split there.
Well, it is, but he's got this fella Cameron who works for him, who keeps in touch with me. But
Cameron?
Yeah, very bright guy.
Yeah,
He used to work for Newsweek.
Oh no, Cannon.
Cannon.
Yeah, Jim Cannon. Oh,
yeah,
I know him well. Yeah,
well,
yeah. Cannon's bright as a tack.
He is smart, and he is convinced you've got a crack at New York.
He is.
Yeah, and he keeps sending me statistics and trends and things like that.
Yeah.
That he really believed.
Well, they're what we need. We got something going in New York that we didn't have in 60, and not in 68. In 60 and 68, we had Rockefeller's endorsement, but only, pro forma.
Yes.
This time, it's all out. And also, we're going to have Jim Buckley.
Yes.
If we can pull those two together, and if our Democratic friends can have their little fight, it'll be fine. And then particularly if McCarthy could go, that'll be an interesting thing if he'd go.
That would be helpful.
But whether he will.
Lindsey's milling around up there, and he'll bust that up a little bit, too.
Yeah, but, he wouldn't run as a fourth party, though.
No, that's true. But he's not well-liked by some of the factions. He and the governor just at each other's throats.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why would that be? They seem to agree about most things.
That's the problem.
Oh.
They divide each other's...
They're trying to say who's the most liberal.
That's right.
Who's most against the administration, I see.
Yeah, so there's a little unpleasantness there, I'm told.
Right.
George Gallup and his father are coming down to have lunch Tuesday.
Good. Give him my best. And how is his father?
Well, he's in pretty good shape.
George Sr.
Yes, sir.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's really quite a guy.
He is. Amazing.
I met him on a couple of occasions, but years ago with Dewey. He said, you remember, he was a great friend of Dewey's.
Yeah.
But, that's good. Give him my best.
It's a little different operation with them than it is with Harris, as you know. So.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, they're totally honest.
They really are.
I know that.
And I treat.
And we treat them all the same. We see Harris, we're going to have Sindlinger down sometime, too.
Yeah.
We ought to honor all the pollsters, just like we honor newspapers.
Sure.
Now, we've had George Jr., which is good.
Right. He was at that dinner.
Quite tired.
Very pleased. Yeah. Very pleased.
I didn't really recognize him. He's so much bigger than his father.
Yeah, he is very big.
He's a tall guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Well, look, have a wonderful Christmas.
Have a good Christmas, and don't worry about anything over the weekend. Just watch football games.
Okay, I'll do it. We're delighted to be in your...
Oh, incidentally, did you see... I wanted to ask you, did you see Brian's song?
No, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The Piccolo story?
No.
Well,
never even heard of it.
Well, the Chicago Bears in 1965 and 6 had this halfback, Brian Piccolo, who played with Gale Sayers. Piccolo got cancer and died.
Yeah.
He and Sayers were close friends. ABC had made a movie of it, an hour and a half movie, and it is, I saw it last night at the White House. It is the most beautiful movie. It's very emotional and corny in many ways, but I'm having it put on at the White House Monday night for anybody in the White House family that would like to see it in the theater here.
Okay.
And I would urge you to bring your children. It is a beautiful story.
Well,
it is the best story on race relations. It'll do more good in race relations than anything I have seen in years. It's that good. It shows how Sayers and Piccolo roomed together and how Sayers saw him through to his death and all that. But you be sure to come see him.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Have a good trip.